Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 497th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And there's only a few days left to get 50% off everything in the SGPN merch store. You can do that with promo code PLAYOFFS.
Hi-de-ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to episode 497 as we march toward episode 500. 497 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This one's going out to another friend in the Discord, Eric Does Sports, who just cracked a good joke about Gumby making his wife wash all the dishes in the house. So this goes out to you, Eric, for making me laugh. Thank you for coming to the show. Hopefully I'll make you laugh a bit. But more importantly, hopefully we'll make you some money while we entertain you. This is the second part of our UFC fight night. Dolidze versus Imabov, aka UFC Vegas 85, which is going down from the UFC Apex this coming Saturday. Yesterday, we did all seven prelim fights. We only differed on one of them. Got plenty of dogs in there for you. We'll see how the main card goes. Actually, one fight, as I introduced my co-host, Daniel Gumby-Reeland, we just got more info on in the Discord. John posted that Diana Balbica was retired before she was offered this fight with Molly McCann. So I'm glad, even more glad that we picked McCann here.
Great pick, right? Yeah, great pick. Yeah. I've been hearing about people retiring, about to retire. Henry Cejudo is about to retire, which means we'll get more of his hot takes as headlines on MMA Junkie. So,
God, it's not the matter. It's not the matter that they may actually retire. It's the thought that they have, you know, a foot out that you got to kind of worry about picking someone. But yeah, the Chris Weidmans of the world, don't worry, Dan, they're not retiring. They have both feet in still.
He wouldn't even think of it.
Wouldn't think of it. I don't think he can think about much at this point, sadly. All right. Was that shots fired, Gumby?
That was a good one. Sadly. I liked it. That was a good one.
I know. I said sadly.
As long as you say sadly. That's the episode name, sadly.
That is. I'm typing it right now. We've done enough. Gumby and I have known each other long enough that he knows how I think here. As long as you say sadly. All right. I still have to get in my time machine and figure out the title of yesterday's episode, if that makes any sense at all. So, all right. Thoughts on the main portion of the car before we jump into it? I had some difficulty making picks. Top two fights are kind of tough ones to pick. And then another one in the, I guess I'm solid on all my picks at this point, but it wasn't a slam dunk. It wasn't like, obviously I'm picking this person for all six fights that we're doing today.
I found the main card way easier than the prelims.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. Okay, good. We'll see if we agreed then. Maybe you just got to the same conclusion as I did, but easier and quicker because you're smarter with that haircut of yours. And no comment.
I just nodded. You don't ever look at my face.
I watch you. It's mostly the other side of the screen that I don't want to watch when I'm talking. I don't want to see myself, Gummy. Come on. it inhibits me from talking when I realize what I look like. Anywho, you'll realize it. You'll figure it out when you're like 15 years older or so. I'm still in my 40s, yet my wife the other day was like talking about me turning 60 somehow. So
nice.
Yeah, that's some not good math there. I don't appreciate that. Like, I'm not,
now that I've shaved, you can't really see the grays anymore, so I look young.
No, you're baby face Gumby would have been a good that'll be yesterday's episode title, even though I didn't say it in yesterday's episode. I'm going back in time, back in the future, back to the future style. All right, a movie I have seen. Should we jump into a Gumby?
Yeah, let's talk fights.
I think Gumby wants to get down to business. All right. This is a 7 p.m. start time for this part of the fight card. 4 p.m. Eastern for the prelims, and it's on ESPN+. I'm assuming it's on Sportsnet, again, up here, but sometimes some of these cards are only online only, or at least they were when TSN had the contract. So I haven't checked it out for Canadian fans watching and listening to us right now. We're starting off with a welterweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. This is a good fight card for nicknames, Gumby. We had some classic ones yesterday, and we're going to have some classic ones coming up right now. Charlie Radke, you may not know him by that name, but he is Chuck Buffalo. He's fighting Gilbert Urbina, the RGV bad boy. RGV's
Rio Grande Valley. Fight?
Oh, right. Yeah, we talked about that before. All right, we're going to tell you about Chuck Buffalo first, a.k.a. Charlie Radke. We talked about him regional. Did we talk about regional as well?
Regional and his pro debut and his UFC debut.
Okay, cool. Because I thought we had talked about him before he was even in the UFC, so I was correct. All right, these guys are fighting at welterweight, as I said. We'll tell you about Buffalo first, a.k.a. Radke. Not for Buffalo, surprisingly. You got to have him on your show and find out. He's 8-3. 3 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 1-0 in the UFC. He's won 5 straight. He's not lost since March of 2021. So ever since we started talking about this guy, doesn't lose. Was a regional champion. Used to fight at lightweight. 0-1 at Bellator, 2012 pro MMA debut. He got outstruck in his UFC debut by 0.6 strikes per minute, plus 170. The RGV bad boy, Urbina, 7-2, 2 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted once. 1-1 in the UFC, loss, win over his last 4. Did win his last fight via knockout. 1-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. Used to fight at middleweight, 2014 pro MMA debut. 6 inches taller than Radke, 3 inches reach, 6 years younger. He's almost 3 times more active landing strikes than Radke is. He has outstruck his UFC opponents by 2.24 strikes per minute, and he has better grappling stats than Radke, minus 192. I usually kick off the main card. I guess I will take Urbina here. Better striker, actually probably better all around, period, than Buffalo, and way bigger and way younger, and those things actually matter. So give me Urbina.
Chuck Buffalo had trouble with Blood Diamond. Do I need to say
more? Beat him, but yes.
do I need to say more than that? He had trouble with Blood Diamond. And like, not for anything, Gilbert Urbina is coming off of a win of basically over Chuck Buffalo. It was one of the Kosuke brothers who are built just like Chuck Buffalo and like fight just like Chuck Buffalo. And like, Radke, let's be honest, he didn't look good striking last time. He's going to be, you said he's going to be shorter in this fight, right? Urbina feels much bigger.
Yeah, Urbina is 6 inches taller and 3 inches.
I was going to say he feels much bigger. I didn't look at the stats, but he feels
he's basically a weight class bigger at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And he fights longer too. And then like if Radke does try to get in on takedowns, it's not like Urbina sucks on the mat. Like Urbina is actually very skilled grappling. So yeah, I think Urbina is probably one of the better spots on this whole card. So yeah, give me Urbina here.
Even at this kind of elevated line,
you think what did you give me the number? Is
192, a fun line, 192.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad line. I think that's still a great line. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let's do another fight. Gumby, shall we?
Sure.
Gumby wants to get out of here. He doesn't want to talk to you people, so we have to hurry, right?
That's not true. I like being here. I'm just joking.
Totally joking. He just doesn't want any more of my nonsense in his ears. All right. Middleweights, 3 5-minute rounds. Alex Cobb Kizraev versus Mahmoud Muradov, aka Gumby's favorite movie star.
I forgot about him.
You forgot his nickname is Mock, but his real nickname is Ahmed Burke. Or Vert, excuse me. Feel free to
pretend like you don't even know. I don't care.
At this point, I don't even care if you. I don't care if you googled it. I've warned you people enough about this Ahmed Vert character. He is Muradov is 26-8. He's also Muradov Professional Fight League. Does that still exist? We have
I
talked
think
about
so.
It
I don't know. Let's. I'll Google it.
we haven't broken down one of those for a while. All right. He has his own fight league, but that doesn't really matter here. He's 26-8, 17 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 4 times. 6-2 in the UFC, 1-2 over his last 3, but he did win his last fight. He has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. And if the bosses haven't turned the code off yet, playoffs, type in that code and maybe you'll get a 15% discount if they kept it going into February. 2012, pro MMA debut for Muradov. He was professional in another field also. there's a giggle. 5 inches of height over Kizraev, 1 inch of reach over him. He's outstruck his UFC opponents with 1.65 strikes per minute. He's at plus 150, all that, and they, no respect. Kizraev, he's the black wolf. 14-0, 5 knockouts, 4 submissions, 1-0 in the UFC, won that fight via submission. That was back in March of 2022. So almost a year he's been out. 1-0 in Contender Series. No, actually, almost 2 years he's been out. Excuse me. 1-0 in Contender Series, 3 straight wins he's finished his opponents in. Used to fight at welterweight, 2014 pro MMA debut. Based off of one fight, better striking stats, more active landing strikes, and better grappling stats than Muradov. Plus 167 in that strike. In that fight, in terms of strike differential, minus 148. Gumby!
I'm going with Muradov. I can't believe he's an underdog in this fight, man. I'll be honest. Yeah. Like Kizraev, I mean, his lone UFC fight is against Dennis Toilolan, which is...
And I watched it today.
Yeah.
And Toilolan was like... True. Toilolan was getting him on the feet. And like, okay.
Yeah. And all Toilolan did was throw the same 1-2. Over and over again. Yeah. And Kizraev just backed his ass up and took the second shot right off the nose every single time. And I was like, how is he still getting hit with this? Dennis Toilolan is not a good boxer. I don't know why this is working. Muradov is a better boxer than that. And in addition to that, like, we got Kizraev who loves to throw a takedown in there. And I think Muradov's got the takedown defense that Toilolan didn't have. And being bigger, I think, is going to help him too. So, yeah, I think Muradov here as the underdog is a clear pick. Give me Mahmoud Muradov.
Yeah, me too. Muradov's got some grappling. It's not like he's strictly a striker. And he's fairly, Mirshark got him down, I think, 3 times, but it was 3 for 10. So he was,
and
really,
it was
really
also. It also seemed like exhaustion, too, that really played in that fact. Like Mirshart just kept bringing the noise and kept bringing it. And then, like, eventually he got tired. I don't think Kizraev's got that in him. And also, I think Mirshart boxes better than Kizraev.
See, there you go. Gumby and I are getting excited here. I think Muradov's going to have a better gas tank here, too. So, yeah, plus 150. We're both in on that. So, boom. Boom goes the dynamite. We're also both in on another kind of underdog. That would be Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA, tennis, boxing. Maybe, I don't know if they have boxing, actually. Maybe they have boxing. Check it out. They have everything. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times with some spicy plays. Gumby, bring us some spice.
I'm going to take Molly McCann's higher than on her takedowns as well. I mentioned there was a higher than I liked on takedowns on the prelims on yesterday's show, but I like Molly McCann's is at 2.0. Which obviously means she could push it too, but she's going to get at least 2, which will get you the push. And I bet you she gets 3 or 4 there. The only thing that might stop her from that is Belbicha not getting up enough times. But I also don't think Molly McCann's going to finish the fight. So I think there's a good chance she winds up with 3 takedowns here.
There you go. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPM. Change that. Let's make the promo code MMA SGPN. Okay. Cause then Gumby and I'll get credit. So MMA SGPN. And I need to tell you about the SGP Patreon. I tell you about it every episode, but the guys that just dropped this month's bonus episode, behind the scenes breakdown of Sean's $200,000 win. Yes. The boss won 200 grand playing DraftKings. Maybe. I think it might've been DraftKings, but you have to listen and find out. That was back in the day. This week's Patreon Pick'em prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Plus, they have access to all the picks, sheets, and exclusive channel on a Discord. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. You like that? On the fly, Gumby. They change the ad reads and boom, I'm on top of it.
I saw that. That's amazing, professional right? Stuff right there.
That is. Oh, what a, it's professional making sure I mention it too. So it's not quite so smooth. All right.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Where are we going to now? A female fight. There's not a lot of female fights this year. We've had three so far total over two events. And we have two more today. So hopefully they pick that up. I like the female fights here. All right. This is 3 5-minute rounds at flyweight Vivi, aka Vivian Araújo versus Natalia Silva from Brazil versus Brazil Violence. Araújo, Vivi is a nickname. My nickname is Jeff. Gumby's nickname is Dan. Okay. Good. Araújo is 12-5, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. She's been knocked out once. 6-4 in the UFC, 1-2 over her last 3, 2-3 over her last 5. She did win her last fight. Used to fight at down at strawweight and up at bantamweight, was regional champion. 3 inches reach over Silva, better grappling stats. Araújo has been outstruck over her UFC career by 0.85 strikes per minute, plus 280. Silva, 16-5-1, 5 knockouts, 7 submissions, knocked out once, submitted twice. 4-0 in the UFC. It's part of a 10-fight winning streak. Has not lost since December 2017. Was regional. You didn't even have any kids. That's how long ago that was, Gumby.
That's true.
The good old days, right? I said it, not him. Was a regional champion. Used to fight at strawweight. 11 years younger than Araújo. Araújo, I like to say. Striking stats and more active landing strikes. Both those stats are in her favor over Araújo. She outstruck her UFC opponents by almost 3 strikes per minute. That will win you a lot of fights. She's up plus 2.97, minus 330, excuse me, on the board. I wish it was plus 330. Silva is my pick. I don't like the line, obviously. This is a step up for her. We kind of had Araújo written off, and then she kind of showed some flashes last fight and actually won. So, she's fought a way higher competition than Silva has. Big step up. I'm still taking her. I'm not going anywhere near the line, though. The money line, at least on this fight. She's going to be the better striker, way younger. Those things matter. Probably more power than Araújo as well. But officially, she's my pick, but I wouldn't suggest betting minus 330 on her.
No, I'd stay away from this line. This money line doesn't make any sense. It's dog or pass for me. I can't believe she's ballooned out of kind of control on this one. I think she's faster and quicker and going to be a better striker, but not negative 330. And with like no put away power on either side really here too, you're like really putting your hands in the judges, or you know, your bet in the judges' hands in a fight that's probably not going to look very one-sided, regardless of the fact that I do think Natalia Silva wins. So like, this is not just a stay away from the money line, but like, do not use this in a parlay. This is a parlay buster for me. So, but yes, officially pick, I'll take Natalia Silva.
All right. There you go. Is there any props that work for this? I don't know. I mean,
the decision prop is going to be lame looking. Yeah. And I think that's how it ends. Yeah. So yeah, like, still staying away.
Yep. There you go. All right. We are staying away. Where are we going to next? I'm just messaging the boss. Sorry, everyone. I shouldn't be doing this while we're working, but all right. what are we doing next? We're going to some more good nicknames. I told you we got good nicknames this episode. This is a fight we already broke down. How long ago was that? We broke this down a few weeks ago. It seems like longer than a few weeks ago. Do you remember how long ago it was? We had Randy Brown versus Muslim Salikov.
I think it was November.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot longer than a few weeks ago. 3 5-minute rounds, welterweight, Randy Brown, Muslim Salikov. We won't make you rewind to what we said then. We'll actually break it down again. Salikov, King of Kung Fu. There you go. There's another great nickname. 19-4, 13 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 6-3 in the UFC, loss, win, loss over his last 3. Used to fight at middleweight. 2011 pro MMA debut. He won a Olympic gold medal in Sanda. It was a demonstration sport, but nonetheless, he did win it. Better striking stats than Brown. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.46 strikes per minute, plus 220. So number for Salikov, rude by Randy Brown, 17-5, 6 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. 11-5 in the UFC, 5-1 over his last 6, including winning his last fight. Was regional champion. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.05 strikes per minute. 4 inches taller than Salikov, 8 inches reach on him, 6 years younger. So all of those.
All your favorite way things.
exactly. Heavily in his favor. More active landing strikes than Salikov, minus 238. Do you remember what the line was the first time? You probably don't at this point.
I don't off the top of my head, but I'm going Randy Brown just like I did the first time. Yeah. You know, not just because he's got all the stats that Jeff really loves and they make him all excited and whatnot, but also just like Salikov in his age has looked like he tires way too much late in the rounds. I think Randy Brown has the perfect style and the perfect kind of fighter to kind of exhaust him, because like he's gonna stay away from the big shots by being big, tall, and long. He does have a little bit of wrestling that I think people sometimes sleep on that I think can help tire Salikov off. He can crowd him, and just because Muslim Salikov has got like a big Russian guy name doesn't mean he's got the takedown. So I think Randy Brown here is the right play. I don't know how much I love that line, but it's definitely Randy Brown over here.
I'm picking Randy Brown too. Obviously here. I think he's low key, really a really good fighter. You don't really hear a heck of a lot about him, but he's, you know, 17-5.
He's like welterweight. He's like welterweight Mark Diakasey.
Sure.
It's like, sometimes you're like, oh yeah, he's kind of really good sometimes.
He's more consistent though, I would say.
Than Mark Diakasey? Yeah, probably a little bit. Diakasey's got a little bit better wrestling than Brown does too. But like, yeah, they both kind of like, you're like, oh, hey, yeah, I kind of forget that while he's not a top 15 guy, he is pretty damn good sometimes.
Yeah. Now, we did have Salikov written off, and then he won and screwed us over, but he has lost since then. I just think Randy Brown's just obviously the length and size and all that, and the youth is going to be in his favor, but I just think he's better all around because he's, like Gumby said, very good on the mat. Doesn't have the power that Salikov has on the feet, but he should have the length and the experience to stay out of harm's way and ride to victory for us here. All right. Co-main event time. Hanato Moicano versus Drew Dober, 3 5-minute rounds at lightweight. Drew Dober, 27-12 with 1 no contest. So this is fight number 41, 14 knockouts, 6 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted 4 times, 13-8 with 1 no contest in the UFC, 4-1 over his last 5, including winning his last fight via TKO. Used to fight at welterweight, 1-0 in Bellator, 2009 pro MMA debut. He's outstruck Moicano by 0.12. Outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.12 strikes per minute, plus 155. Moicano 17-5-1 with 10 submissions, 3 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted once. As I'm losing focus, apparently 7-5 in the UFC for Moicano, 3-1 over his last 4. He did win his last fight via submission. That was back in November of 2022. He's been on the shelf. Used to fight at featherweight, was a regional champion, 2010 pro MMA debut. 1-0 as a pro grappler, 3 inches of height, 2 inches of reach on Dober, better striking stats, more active landing strikes, and better grappling stats. So he's got all 3 in his favor there. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.68 strikes per minute, minus 145. Is it me? I think it's me. I'm going dog. I'm going Dober. Love the power. Oh, nice. Love the power. He's indestructible, it seems. He has been finished a bit, but seriously, 6 times in 40 fights isn't that bad. Obviously, like I said, I like his power. He's going to be a way better striker than Moicano. And Moicano has been on the shelf for a long time, which is a concern, especially as he's getting up there in age. Give me Dober. I think he's well worthy pick at plus 155. And Gumby agrees with me, apparently, which is reassuring always.
I do. I think for me, the big one is just that, like, Moicano hasn't been winning very many fights where he has to be on the feet. And in fact, he's been knocked out in a lot of fights, too. You know, if you really think back at Drew Dober, has he had issues with people wrestling him? Yeah, but people who generally I think of as being better wrestlers than Renato Moicano, you know, Moicano's really good at jiu-jitsu. His wrestling sometimes holds up, but like Dober got taken down a couple of times by Terrence McKinney, who is actually a really good wrestler, despite the fact that sometimes he tires out in 31 seconds. And Dober just popped right back up and knocked him out. With the exception of the Matt Frivola fight, Dober has looked really good as of late. I think he stuffs a couple of takedowns here. I think his hands play up against Moicano. And to your point, I think the durability in terms of both striking and submission defense, I think both of them save him here and make him dangerous pretty much from bell to bell. So, yeah, I'm going to go underdog with Dober as well.
All right. Makes me feel good when Gumby agrees with me. All right. What else makes you feel good is all these lovely sponsors that we have. See, keep us in your ears and eye holes and help us feed our children, including Cut. You do feed your children, right, Gumby?
I do.
At least
every
once
day.
A day, right?
Every day. I don't wash the dishes afterwards, but I do feed them every day.
True. It's true. They get to use dishes too, which is impressive. All right, Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet directly against your friends and other users and will work there too on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes and tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. We could probably make one up. Has Jeff seen this movie? And you guys could all take bets on it. And then you can ask me and I'll answer you. More than likely answer will be no. Cut offers lower vig and fully customizable odds or TV show. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase down anyone for dollars. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards are you get your cash back every single time you bet against your friends and other users. That's a great reward. Cut also allows you to list almost any kind of bet, like the one I was just saying about me. Perfect for getting action on those fun Super Bowl prop bets. How many Taylor Swift prop bets are going to be? There's going to be a million. We should do a bet on how many Taylor Swift prop bets there's going to be.
Yeah, that's verifiable. So
it's true. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com. That's KUTT.com. Use promo code SGPN for 10% deposit bonus. As I have said in the Discord, I've never heard one of her songs from start to finish, I don't think.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I am. I'm proud of that too. Hall of Fame bets, ladies and gentlemen. Gumby secretly is a fan, I think. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of, maybe not secret, with Hall of Fame bets. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. No longer limes. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea in the Hall of Fame bets revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Start all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets. Craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. If you want to look cool like me and wear this SGP hat, you never look as cool as I am, but you can get a hat like mine. It's 15% off everything in the store now until the end of the month. It was the end of last month. We'll see if the bosses are going to keep the promo code playoffs working for you. You have to go and buy stuff and find out for us. It's still in the ad copy. Maybe they've kept the promo going. So playoffs is the code at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. 15% off. We're competing against other shows so we can get a big fat bonus. So go buy some MMA gambling podcast gear. Help out. How about the boys? Help the brothers out. And try that code playoffs. See if it works. Hopefully it will. Buy stuff anyway. It doesn't matter if it works or not. All right. Main event time, Gumby.
Main event time.
All right. Main event of the evening. 5 5-minute rounds, 185 pounds. That will be middleweight. Roman Dolidze versus Nasruddin Imavov is the fight we're going to break down here. Nasruddin Imavov. Roman Dolidze. Dolidze is what I'm trying to say. Dolidze is the guy we're going to talk about first. The Caucasian is the nickname. 12-2, 7 knockouts, 3 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 6-2 in the UFC, 4-1 over his last 5, but he did lose his last fight. Was regional champion, used to fight at heavyweight and light heavyweight. an inch of reach on Imavov. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.01 strikes per minute. So pretty much a wash in striking category over his career. He's got better grappling stats than Imavov, plus 140. Imavov, he's the sniper. 12-4 with one no contest. 5 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been submitted once. So both these guys, very durable. They owe us a finish. They're due. 4-2 with one no contest in the UFC. 0-1 with one no contest over his last two. No contest was his last fight. He bonked heads. He went Coco Bonk with Chris Curtis, and it was a no contest. Used to fight at down at welterweight, up at light heavyweight, was regional champion, inch of height over Dalidze, 7 years younger. Better striking stats, more active landing strikes. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 0.79 strikes per minute, minus 160. Finally, Gumby gets to break down a main event first.
I'm going Imavov. I like a lot about the way Dalidze grapples. Like I love that scramble against Jack Hermanson. I thought it looked really good. But the bottom line is, if you look at his wins, you know, his last three wins were all with the hands. And all three of those wins with the hands came against people who prefer to grapple. You know, like, you know, he's out there beating Kyle Daukaus. He's out there beating Jack Hermanson. There's one in the middle I'm forgetting too, but I'm pretty sure it was a grappler as well. And like, those are the types of guys he's beating. Whereas when he's forced to stand and trade with Marvin Vettori because he doesn't have the takedowns for it, Marvin Vettori beats the snot out of him. And really, if you want to go back to his only other loss in the UFC, same thing. When he was forced to stand and trade with Trevin Giles, he also got the crap kicked out of him. And Imavov, I think, is going to look way better from range. I think he can stay away from those grappling exchanges enough. It was Phil Hawes, wasn't it? He knocked out Phil Hawes.
It was, yes.
Yes. I was thinking about it. It was like, it's definitely Phil Hawes. Imavov, just like better from range. I think he can stay away from those grappling exchanges enough. You know, you mentioned he's 0-1-1 in his last three. He was beating the hell out of Chris Curtis. Like, he was taking Chris Curtis to task. And the loss was to Sean Strickland when he suddenly changed opponents at the very last second to start off last year. So I think Imavov is going to just be the better striker here. I think he's going to pick apart the leads, and I think you're going to see a pretty easy night for him.
Wow, despite all that, I'm going with the dog, Gumby. Yeah. This one was a toss-up for me, a tough one. I ended up going with the power. I like to lead Deeds power on the feet. Imavov's a slightly better striker overall, but I like to lead Deeds power better. And then leads Deeds probably a slightly better grappler. These guys are very close in terms of their skills. So I'm going with the striking power, but more importantly, this is a Phil Haas MMA math fight, Gumby.
Nazruddin
Imavov lost to Phil Haas.
He didn't lose that fight, though. He didn't lose that fight.
But still, even being in a close fight to Phil Haas is pretty crazy.
I didn't think it was that close.
Oh, look at you. Gumby always has to change, try to rewrite history. But anyhow, I'm going with Dalidze here. I think he's worth the dog spin. So you took an extra dog on yesterday's pod. I took an extra dog today. So we'll see how we do. Let's recap, but don't anyone go anywhere yet. We're not done yet. We're going to give you our fancy picks in a sec. I have Dalidze. He has Imavov. We both have Dober. We both have Brown. We both have Silva. We both have Muradov. We both have Urbina. All right. Locks, dogs, parlays, props. Locks, dogs, props, parlays is what we're going to do now.
You first.
Is it me? Oh, crap. I'm not even ready.
All right. I'll go first. I don't mind being the first.
If you don't
one
mind.
Here.
Okay,
yeah, I'll jump the gun here. I'll take Gilbert Urbina over Chuck Buffalo. I think the size is going to be way too much for Chuck Buffalo. I think he's a better grappler. I don't even think he'll get close to the grappling if Buffalo wants to. So yeah, give me Urbina. I think you said negative 192 earlier today, so I'll take that line.
All right, very good, very good. All right, who do I like as my lock? I don't like any of my locks. Well, I like some of them, but they're huge. Don't want to give you a big, huge one. How about Stolyarenko or Madero? No, which one got me? Stolyarenko or Madero? So which one do I like
better? I like Madero's better. I think that Stolyarenko fights a nightmare. She just might never score a takedown.
Yep. All right. Madero's minus 130. I agree. I concur. You want me to go with the dog since you went out of order? You want me to go with dog first?
I can go with mine because you're going to take the same one. And I want to make sure it looks like you're tailing me instead of the other way around.
Okay.
Mahmoud Muradov. Why the hell is he an underdog in that fight? I don't know. And you can go ahead and just say, I'll take the same thing.
I'll take the same thing.
I knew it.
I'll take Mohamed Muradov. I don't know. Prop. I'm not prepared for props.
I'll do
props.
I'll do props while you're working. So
you think prop, I'll be prepared in like 20 seconds? Come on now.
So for prop, I'm gonna go with Thomas Pettersson inside the distance. The dude finishes a lot of his fights, and I know we sometimes like the chunky guy overs, but I think his skills on the ground are just too good here for Jamal Pogues. I'm gonna take him. It's +140 inside the distance. I will tell you, I am very, very enticed on Thomas Pettersson by submission. He just submitted Chandler Cole. We've seen Jamal Pogues subbed multiple times in his career, including once by Alex Polizzi. And I think Thomas Pettersson could go there. It's +750 on the sub. I will tell you that's enticing, but I'm going to go inside the distance to cover myself, +140 instead.
All right, mine's a little more conservative. Meatball Molly McCann via decision, -112 over Dana Balbich. I don't see a finish happening there. And the first fight was a decision as well. All right, Urbina Medeiros are our locks. Muradov is our dog. Pettersson inside the distance, McCann via decision. All right, Hungry Man Jog Superfan Parlay, two-fight parlay. Gumby's going to hook us up with some a winner right here.
So I don't like Julia Stolyarenko as the lock, but I do like her by submission as a possible prop if you're trying to do something crazy. +205 for her to win by sub. And I think, you know, the fact that Luana Carolina has tapped out to Ariane Lipski is a good sign for her. And then I'm going to pair that with Dead Game, Pete Rodriguez by knockout. I mean, if he wins that fight with Demba Garibo, it's going to be a knockout, right? Like, there's no other way for him to win. +295 on the knockout. I think that's definitely worth the stab. So you pair those two together and you're going to get +1105.
All right. Rodriguez knockout. What was the first play again? Sorry, I forgot.
Stolyarenko by sub, right. +205.
Ooh, you said that one's a nightmare, but you're going with it anyway. Okay. And we're getting plus... I'm really
11.05. Yeah, you're struggling.
I am paying attention.
We gotta get you going.
We gotta get out of here. All right. Stolyarenko sub, Rodriguez knockout +1105. All right. We made it. Made it to the end as I'm running out of gas. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Sunday to count our money. In the meantime, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord is where we'll be hanging out. Come in there and chat on fight night. It's always jump in if you want to chat about the fights while they're going on. Twitter's SGPNMMA. Gumby runs that and puts good stuff up, especially during fight night. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer there and on Instagram. We've got a YouTube. Subscribe. And if you want to watch even better. That would be MMA Gambling Podcast, of course, on not the your course part on YouTube. MoneyMMA.substack.com. That's my MMA Substack. Get in there. At the very least, you can get a free subscription and play in my pick 'em contest that I run every week for the UFC. And Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast. I'm barely even able to say that, but Top Turtle MMA podcast. Go and listen to it. I'm not on it, but UFC fighters are on it. He's got Max Payne Griffin. And he's got someone from the card we talked about yesterday. I'm going to remember who it is. Jamal Pogues. There you go. The Stormtrooper. So listen to that. And sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. And as I said off the top, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Help us crush corporate gambling. All right, Gummy, get us out of here.
All right. I'm Daniel Gummy Freeland. He's Ahmed Furt, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Sunday.